This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Thought I'd wait 2 extra seconds this morning before I open up the mic. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
It's so good to hear your voice. Alex is engineering the broadcast along with Brad this morning at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And if you'd like to give us a call, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. Dr. Sheely, is there anything that you'd like to comment on before we get underway?
I'm a ready teddy. Whatever.
You are. Okay. Okay, I received a communique from one of our class asking about the meetup, whatever happened to the meetup. So I thought the best way to describe, and this was, I've been asked over a week ago to respond to this, whatever happened to the USA Prepares meetups? And I thought the best person to discuss this and describe this would be the one who was with us at the meetups in the very beginning, the very first instructor of USA Prepares, Dr. Norman Sheely. And is that okay with you if we discuss what happened to the meetup, Dr. Sheely, to you and me?
Of course, of course.
Okay. All right, so, class, here's what happened. Many, many years ago, we had meetups at a restaurant in Springfield, Missouri. And since they asked us to leave, I'm not even going to mention their name, but every week I would mention that we'd have a meetup on Friday night, and somewhere from 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the afternoon, it would start for a couple hours, but it would end up running until midnight, and the restaurant was open 24 hours a day. And the idea was that people could come and hear some people talk about preparedness. I would open up the meetup, I'd be at the microphone in the center of the restaurant, and people would be there. You know, before we got started, I would shake everybody's hand, welcome them to the meetup. And we would talk 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seminars during the evening. And literally, they went till midnight, sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning. And your instructors, you know the names of them, they were there. Dr. Norm Sheely, John Stattmiller, John Moore, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Captain John Reagan, Joyce Riley, Rich Sheevan, Larry Nichols. He was of the Clinton kitchen cabinet. He's the guy that put out the fires for Bill Clinton when he just, you know, couldn't keep his zipper up. Aaron Dakins, Joey in Michigan, Rich Sheevan, Craig Douglas, Marjorie Wildcraft, Joel Johnson, Stephen Ewer, James Wesley Rawls via Skype. And so, and that's just to name a few. Okay. One night, we had 80 instructors, about 80. And all we wanted to do was say, can you just tell us who you are? And the expo was the next day. So just tell us who you are and just take, you know, 1 or 2 minutes at the microphone and introduce yourself. If you're going to be giving a seminar, just tell us what the seminar is going to be about. Very briefly, 1 to 2 minutes each. It took 3 hours. And if you think about it, 2 minutes times 80-plus instructors, you know, 160 minutes, 3 hours. And that was a lot of fun that night. Well, we just...
Hello?
Is that you, Norm?
Yeah. Hello? Vince?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, I'm here. I just heard, it sounded like a phone dialing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had these meetups, and they went for years and years, 5 years, over 5 years. And one day on the air, Dr. Norm Shealy asked me, said, hey, I've got my friend, a dear friend, who's a spiritual healer. I'd like to bring him to the meetup, and we'll have some volunteers, and we'll do some scientific medical testing to see if spiritual healing actually works. Dr. Shealy, can you describe, since I wasn't there, I said that I wouldn't be there but that night, but another instructor would be there. He'd run the meetup, and I'm pretty sure we could arrange that to happen. And so you were there. What happened that night?
Well, interestingly, I was met at the door by the person who eventually, well, canceled everything. But anyway, he was told, be careful. Be careful what you talk about here. And so, I've never had that happen ever anywhere before. But I walked in with this wonderful spiritual healer with great experience, knowing that he was indeed a genuine, successful, proven spiritual healer. And I finished it. We left. And then I understand everything happened after I left.
Yes, that's right. So what happened, class, was Dr. Shealy had his medical test equipment. He had some volunteers, as I understand it. Spiritual healer was in another room, and Dr. Shill, you measured with what equipment what was actually happening?
Well, we do an EEG. If the person can, from outside the room, change the EEG of a person lying inside a room, to me that's evidence that they are having at least a physiological effect on that person's brain.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody
can
do that.
So you were measuring... Right. You were measuring brain pattern or brain waves, electroencephalogram, right?
Yeah. You got it.
And, And so this was a scientific medical study right there live in front of live volunteers. These were not people who were pre-selected. So Dr. Shealy entered the room, and this was at a restaurant. And Dr. Shealy does not like driving at night. I'll just tell you the way it is. So after he and his associate made their presentation, they left. And after they left, and I was told this by multiple people who were there, that the meetup group was asked by the guy who was leading the meetup in my absence about this Dr. Shealy. And I'm paraphrasing. What do you think? Do you think we should permanently ban him from ever coming back to the meetup? And there's a lot of reasons why I want you to hear this, class. Because you really need to pay attention to what human dynamics are really like. Well, the meetup group, we had a restaurant full of people. And all but three voted to ban Dr. Shealy. Three voted to keep him. Dr. Howard Shane was there. He's a dentist, and he's a senior USA Prepares instructor. He's been at our farm many, many, many times, as has Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy knows Dr. Howard Shane. Dr. Howard Shane couldn't believe it. He told me on the phone after it happened, he couldn't believe that they voted to ban Norm Shealy. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about what Norm did. Over the years, Norm would come in about every quarter, four times a year. And he would have free clinics. He would test people's blood pressure. He would listen to their aches and pains and tell them what they should do about it. He would provide medical consultation absolutely free at the meetups. Four times a year for 5 years. The meetups lasted 5 years. And even more often. And these are the same people who would call his office and go to his free medical evaluations that he would host. He had medical trials. Dr. Shealy paid for all of it. And these are the same people who received all of these free services and products. And all but three voted to ban Norm Shealy. And I was told this, and I didn't know how to tell Norm Shealy. So I told him on the air one day, years ago. And Norm was laughing when I mentioned that he was banned. And I said something like, well, don't get all excited because they banned me too. After they voted to ban Dr. Shealy, they said, well, what about the Finelli guy? How many want to ban him? So they banned me too. So they banned two of the most helpful people in their lives regarding this meetup. They banned us both. And of course, I am thankful. I really am, because it showed me what people are like. I was absolutely shocked, because for 5 years, some of the same people came every week for 5 years. They came from three or four states away, literally. Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas. We had, the farthest was England. But anyway, that's what the meetups were like. And there were so many people at some of these meetups. We had a minimum of 50 and a maximum of over 300. And it was really, really neat. Anyone who wanted to speak about something cogently, concisely, articulately, was able to come to the microphone and before the meetup would start, and when I was shaking hands, you know, people would say to me, hey, I'd like to mention this, that, the other thing. And I'd say, sure. But these are the same people who would still walk into the meetup with their cell phones, even after I asked them over and over and over, week after week after week, please, don't bring your cell phones. And I even had a meetup saying, all right, so tell me, let's talk about these cell phones. I don't want to be recorded. I don't want to be on video. And I will not come to the meetups. If you want to bring the cell phones, fine. I just won't come. They couldn't remember to not bring their cell phones. They're so addicted to them. And there's a reason why I'm mentioning that, too.
And what,
so, Dr.
Also,
Shealy, I thought the meetups were... I'm sorry?
Well, I also want to mention that the interesting thing about it is that it was what I call a flaming fundamentalist who brought all this to the end. And, you know, flaming fundamentalists have no fun in their life whatsoever. And they don't want anybody else to have fun either. But it's interesting that there were enough flaming fundamentalist supporters in that group to vote us out. Oh, well, can't all be perfect like us, but they could try.
Well,
and I hope nobody would take
I really... I'm really glad, Dr. Shealy, I'm really glad that they did. And I really mean this, because for me, it was 8 hours a week of my life that I devoted to the meetup. The hours that I was there, 2 hours going in, you know, on travel time, 1 hour there, 1 hour coming back, plus the preparation. And so it was 8 hours a week, and they freed that up. And I realized that just a very, very few of the people who were diehard preparedness-minded types, just a few of them actually did anything. There are plenty of keyboard warriors, plenty who could talk about the news, politics, what's happening, current events. I mean, they were really good at that, but actually getting a shovel out and digging a garden, not so good. And I'm not talking about all of them, I'm just talking about most of them. We'll talk a little bit more about this with Dr. Shealy when we come back, because there's a very valuable lesson to be learned from this discussion. Dr. Norm Shealy and I will be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. Norm, SHEALY.com. And if you'd like to contact his office in Springfield, Missouri, Dr. Shealy, what's that number to contact? 417-351-5221. That's Central Time in Missouri. So to continue this story, class, the people who you think you know, you probably don't know them as well as you think. Okay? And some are very easily led. And that's what we're talking about here. So for 5 years, the meetup group has seen me. They've been to our house and farm multiple times. They've seen the way we behave. They've seen the way we've act. They know that we've never charged a fee for the meetup. They know that there's no dues, no fees, nothing. And I was given a free meal at the meetup every night by the by one of the guys who was a waiter. What happened was his restaurant would give him a free meal for working that day. He gave it to me, and then I gave it to one person in the meetup group. I would have a little lottery, a 50-50 type ticket, where you have you pass out tickets and there's two of them with the same number on them, and they would get one and the rest would go into a little bowl, and the waiter or waitress would pick one out at random, and that person got a free meal. So they even got free food. Well, they were never charged for anything. And even though they recommended at one meetup that I start charging for this, I never wanted to and never did. So what I'm saying is you don't necessarily know the people who you think you know. And proof of that is, oh, about every 3 months or so, I would say to the meetup group, let's say one of us were in trouble and needed help. Somebody here. Somebody who you've seen over and over again. Would you help that person? How many would lend assistance? All the hands went up. Everybody. Nobody declined to help somebody in the meetup group. Meaning help ourselves, right? Well, one day, I was talking to one of the guys that was there, and he'd been there many times, and he had been on behind the microphone, and he was a truck driver. Neat, clean, well-dressed, manicured, and a nice guy. Middle-aged guy, just like most of the people at the meetup. And I said to him, everybody knew him from seeing him over and over and seeing him behind the microphone. One day I asked him if he could tell us what it's like being a big rig truck driver. What do you see? What's happening out there? And so by him associating with the group and by being on stage, if you will, everybody knew him. And one day I said to him, so where do you live? And he pointed out the window. He said, out there, that way. And I said, you know, and I mentioned that direction. And he said, I said, that way? And he said, in the parking lot. And I said, in the parking lot. He said, in my van. He lives in his van. And I said, I didn't say, whoa, are you kidding me? I said, is that what you want to do? He said, I'm okay with that, but I would, and I'm paraphrasing, because this was years ago. But I'd really like to have a base of operations, and I'd really like to pull into the same spot every night rather than go from Walmart parking lot to Walmart parking lot to Walmart parking lot. And I said, okay, what would you like to do? And he said, well, I'd really like to, you know, someone had a place, I'd like to, you know, pull into their place, and I don't want to use their electricity, I don't want to use their water, but, you know, I would like to have one spot and one routine spot, and I'd like to help out. So if they have a farm, I would like to, you know, work on the farm and help them out in return for that parking spot. I said, okay. So I mentioned this to the meetup group. I said that someone, one of us, who could use a little help, and here's what he'd like. Here's what this person would like to do. I didn't say whether it's he or she. I said, so if you feel that you can help this person or you'd like to, let me know. When we come back, I'll tell you how many people signed up to help him. You won't believe it. Dr. Sheely and I will be right back after these few short bottom-of-the-hour commercial announcements.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a suicide attack last week that killed an American soldier in Afghanistan, for which Taliban leaders claimed responsibility, the president cancels what were to be secret talks with Taliban leaders at Camp David yesterday. Republican U.S. Senator of Wyoming John Barrasso says he made the right call.
He showed a lot of backbone. He has the right instincts and the right judgment on this, on canceling the talks with the Taliban. They practice terror while they claim to be negotiating.
Still, President Trump is also getting a lot of criticism from lawmakers, including many Republicans, about having planned to hold the talks at Camp David. Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming tweeting that Camp David is where American leaders gathered to plan the response to Al-Qaeda, which was supported by the Taliban after 9/11, and no Taliban leader should ever be allowed there. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? Oh God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So just to finish up very quickly, Gene, I know you're on hold and we've got someone else on hold. How many people offered to help this man? Zero. No one at the meetup, no one offered to let this man park his van. And it wasn't like he was a homeless guy with a piece of junk. He had a nice van, had a little trailer with it. No one offered to help him by letting him park his van on their property. Now, he could have parked here, but he didn't want to be 60 miles outside of Springfield. He wanted to be near Springfield. So our place wouldn't work for him. But all I'm saying is there are plenty of takers, but very, very few people will actually offer to help and follow through with that help. Jean in Kentucky, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Hello, y'all. I saw such a similar ad on Craigslist, in the Louisville Craigslist. Someone was looking for a, you know, place to park the van. They weren't going to bother anybody, you know. And they had a job in Louisville, but they wanted some place within 30 miles. And that was further from 30 miles. But anyway, what I called about today was my thyroid test results. The doctor once increased my armor, increased the dosage. And I'm not too hopped about that because I hate taking any pills anyway. But my results went from back in March. They were TSH was 4. I should have said that. Sorry. 4.2. And this time, supposedly, they were 4.72. And she wants to increase it. I forgot to how much. I haven't picked up.
And how many milligrams are you on now?
60.
How much do you weigh?
108.
Well, that is, it should be an average dose for your weight. On the other hand, my mother weighed 102 pounds, and it took 180 milligrams to keep her thyroid normal. So, as long as your temperature is below 98.6 consistently after you've been up 3 hours, it's better to increase the dose because your TSH is high.
Yeah, but I didn't eat that morning. Was that anything to do with it?
I'm sorry?
I didn't eat anything before I went for the test that morning. Would that have anything to do with it?
No, that doesn't make any difference. It's not related to food.
But I know my temperature is always below normal.
Yeah, well, that means you're hypothyroid.
Yeah, I have been since I was 21 years old, and it's been about 50 years.
Yeah. I would agree with your physician and up the dose to 120 milligrams.
Yeah, well, I know what she wanted to do. She wanted to do it once before, but I didn't realize when I picked it up, prescription, I just put it in my drawer because I didn't quite run out yet. And then she had upped it then, but then I went back for a test 30 days later because I didn't really want to increase the dosage, and it was back to normal. So can it have a fluctuation like that?
Oh, yeah.
Really? But you think I really ought to increase it, even though I don't like taking pills?
Well, you have a choice. You either take pills for this or you remain hypothyroid. Those are your choices.
Well, I really don't want to be either one, but I guess the fluoride caused it years ago in the water. It probably still is because the fluoride's in everything you buy, all the produce you buy and all that, you know, because people, even though they grow organic, they still use so-called city water, you know.
Yeah, but once the thyroid is damaged, it's hard to get it back to normal.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it got damaged from what I eat or didn't eat. I had a thyroid uptake, I think, years ago, and I can't remember. I was young and didn't realize what they were doing, so I don't know if they destroyed it or if they just read the readings. I don't know. That was too many years ago, you know, to remember exactly what they did, you know. I was young mother.
Dr. Shuley, my question is, what is the risk of remaining hypothyroid?
Yeah.
Well, it's actually decreased energy, decreased metabolism, often more fatigue.
Yeah.
Decreased energy, decreased metabolism. Anything else, Dr. Shuley?
Fatigue.
Yeah.
I'm still losing weight because I'm still not getting enough sleep, so that don't help.
Of course, if you don't get 7 hours sleep, you're functioning like a slightly drunk person.
I know. I mean, I feel a little halfway over. But it's just this weather, and then I have to water my plants out there, and it takes 2 to 4 hours, you know, and I hate all that. So I'm not
playing. Hey, Jean?
And I get up with my little chicken girls in the morning, and I'm not used to doing that. So if I could go back to sleep, I'd probably be better. But you really think it wouldn't hurt to increase it? It won't have any side effects?
I don't think so. I think it would be fine.
Okay, now, if I did increase it and it was too much, I didn't really need it, what would happen? Would my heart beat too fast and all that?
Yeah, you'd probably feel nervous or, you know, somewhat excited.
Yeah, I don't really want to be that way. I'm too much that way already. Okay, so I guess I'll go ahead and get the new prescription and see how it works.
Good.
Jean, before you go, you've called in several times.
Yeah.
And we're delighted that you have.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember Dr. Shuley advising you to get more sleep.
Yeah,
many times.
I would love to. Believe me, I would love to, but I got my chickens back, and I shouldn't have got them back because I have to get up with them, and then I won't go back to bed. I keep saying I am, but I don't want to get outside and do things, you know.
Jean, I'm taking you out to the woodshed right now.
I know. Okay. That's what my husband says. He says it's going to kill me, but I love them, you know what I mean? And I don't want to put them down, the little three I got left, and the lady don't want them back.
Would I tell you that you have one primary responsibility?
Myself.
It's to take care of yourself so that you can help others.
I know, but I love my little chicken girl.
And stop it. And stop those stupid excuses. Take care of yourself first.
I know. I just got a
Jean,
mind, too.
Jean, So in a few weeks when you call back, what Dr. Sheila and I are looking forward to hearing is that you found a way to get more sleep, you're getting more sleep, and you feel better. That's what we'd like to hear.
Oh, me too.
Would you make that priority number one?
I'll try, but I just wish I'd go back in time and not take my little chickens back that I would get more sleep.
Okay. Give us a call in a few weeks and let us know how well you're progressing.
Okay, then. Thank y'all so much. And y'all take care. Appreciate y'all. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Jean. Well, that's the first time we've ever taken someone to the woodshed. Oh, I think we're going to do it more often. Mark in Pennsylvania, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Mr. Finale and Dr. Shealy, just a couple of quick questions for you, please. Is there a possibility of getting too much vitamin D? I do take your recommendations of 50 milligrams, and I also take your youth formula and your daily, but I also take a fermented cod liver oil. And is it a possibility of getting too much vitamin D?
Well, yes. The biggest problem actually with cod liver oil is vitamin A. We can overdo, especially fish liver oil, A, and that can cause brain troubles. But it's rare that you would overdose it with vitamin D. I mean, up to 10,000 units a day in almost everybody is acceptable.
Okay, thank you. And the other question I had is I just got your TENS unit, the TENS 3000, and I had an old 7000 unit. And I know when I got the email from you about it, from your company about it, it was talking about placement of the pads on different areas of the body. I wonder, did you have a book or instruction sheet, or is it the same with the oils or for various ailments? Is there anything that can help?
Well, in general, you put the pads above and or below the area of pain. If that does not work, then you try some of those reflux points that we mentioned, the bladder 60 and kidney 1 acupuncture points. That's the single best alternative way to try pain anywhere in the body if it doesn't work around
the pain. Are those in a book somewhere, sir, or illustrated somewhere?
Well, if you just look up acupuncture point, you'll get pictures of it.
Okay, acupuncture points. All right, gentlemen, well, that's all I had today. Thank you so much, and you're doing a great job, and appreciate all your hard work.
Mark, may I ask you how you found us?
Well, I've been listening to you for years. Normally, I'm driving when I do, and it's hard to call in because I'm between states to states, but I've been listening to you for years, 3 or 4 years, I guess.
Do you listen on the internet?
I called in two or three times in the past.
On the internet or on the phone?
I download the podcast normally because I travel a lot, and so I listen. That's how I listen most of the time. So you're already off the air by the time I'm listening. Mm-hmm.
And where do you download the podcast from? Republic Broadcasting, Genesis Communications Network, Ron Gibson?
I download them from Podcast Addict. Podcast Addict is just a downloading mechanism, and you're on there, and I just download them from there every day or every week, and then I listen to them on my drives.
Well, thank you for telling me. I didn't even know about Podcast Addict. I don't know how we got on there.
Well, there's several of them. It's just a search engine for podcasts. You can get any podcast that you want, basically. And that's how I found, you know, the ones that I listen to. And I just download them there, and then they just stream while I'm driving. Just put it through my radio and just listen. So, but I appreciate all your help, and I've learned a lot. And I just have one quick question, if I could, Mr. Finale.
Sure.
Does Miles still ever come on?
Miles does. Miles calls here every once in a while. He is really, really tied up. Is there something that you'd like, Miles? I believe Miles listens many days. So is there something you'd like him to talk about?
Well, anything, but I think when you two interacted, especially about engines and automotive and just general preparedness, he's both a very wise man and just learned a lot. And I just have maybe I just haven't heard him the days that he's been on, but it's just been a lot of good information that we've implemented with our kids and our family. And, you know, I just wanted to know if he was still around.
Well, I'll tell you what. He talks with one of our instructors quite often, more than he communicates with me. And I'll make that known that you'd like to have him come back on. He is a wealth of information. There's hardly anything he is not conversant in. He speaks seven languages. And he's a brilliant, brilliant man, a wonderful, wonderful person. So I'll make sure that's known. What have you implemented that you've learned with your family?
Well, a lot of stuff that you've talked about in maintenance and engines. And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did I just get disconnected? No. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. yeah. Things like that.
Some of it's like, yeah, it's not that I don't know it. It's just a good reminder. Because I'm pretty busy and I'm getting near retirement, and I just will probably do more when I retire. But it's been excellent programming.
Well, thank you.
Can I ask another quick question?
Sure.
Can I ask another quick question, Dr. Shealy?
Yeah.
Dr. Shealy, I was looking for something for energy, and I read some stuff, and it said D-ribose and carnitine, and I saw both of them on your website. Are those safe to take in any amounts and that kind of stuff?
Well, nothing is safe in any amount.
Well, I mean,
one or two capsules. Well, one or two capsules of each of those is safe.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much,
gentlemen.
You're
welcome.
Have a great day.
Mark, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. Norm Shealy and I will be right back, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about this meetup thing and how it relates to children today. We'll be right back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now, so let's say you're in a serious situation. Let's say the grid goes down, and now life is tough. Well, so you get these people who you think you know, and they're all in your home or your farm or your house, wherever you happen to be, and you find out that, well, you know, some of them like to sleep late, and the young people, the millennials, don't know how to do anything, and you say, all right, let's service the equipment. Okay, you change the oil. I don't know how to change the oil. Okay, why don't you mow the hay? I don't know how to mow the hay. Why don't you go and jump the battery on the tractor because the battery's dead. I don't know how to do that. I mean, you're going to find all kinds of things like that. Okay, I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Well, what are these people like? Well, here's an example. It's a story on the Daily Mail. This Pennsylvania couple had about $1,000 in their bank account. And the reason I'm mentioning this is what I'm seeing appear more and more are people who are 35 years old or so, who are children. They behave like children. What happened? I don't know what happened. But here's an example. So here's a guy, Robert Williams, he's 36, and his wife, Tiffany, is 35. They live in Pennsylvania. Well, they had about $1,000 in their bank account. And all of a sudden, the bank makes a mistake and puts $120,000 more in their account. So what do? They do what any 35-year-old child would do. They spent it. They spent it. They bought some four-wheelers. They bought a new vehicle. And if you look at pictures of them, you know, there they are with their tongue sticking out. I mean, these are 35- and 36-year-old children. Now, do you think that's normal? Now, what would you do if they came to your house during a serious situation? I'm not exaggerating on this. BB&T, the bank, accidentally put $120,000 in her account. And these two morons spent it. And they were thinking, this is good. This, no one's going to catch this. How could they possibly? Now they're in jail. Now they're in jail. $25,000 bail. They've got to repay it. They've spent the money. The bank's scratching their heads, wondering how this happened. The money's gone. And how are they going to get back from these two morons? Can you imagine that? So, Dr. Shealy, what I'm seeing is more and more people around 35 years old who are behaving like children. I'm talking about they melt down. Their cat gets sick and they melt down. They don't know what to do. Their car won't start and they melt down. The internet goes down, they melt down. They have a problem with their cell phone and they melt down. And I'm not exaggerating. They get three bills in the mail or three bills on the internet and they don't know how to manage it and pay it because the internet went down. Literally, they melt down. Are you hearing of stories like that or is it just my...
Well, I'm not. I'm happy to say that I have five grandchildren, all of whom are millennials. Not one of them is like that. On the other hand, I know what you're saying, and I certainly see it more or less in comments that people make. To me, these people have an IQ below 90. I mean, anybody with an IQ of 90 should be able to understand how to handle that kind of situation.
I was at your farm, and I had a chance to meet one of your grandsons. I was so impressed with that young man. I really was. He could communicate. He was polite. He was cogent. He was succinct. He had a plan. He knew where he was going. He knew how to get there. Completely different from so many others whom I've met. And I have a feeling it has a lot to do with family. I have a feeling it has a lot to do with family interaction. And I'm wondering exactly what happened. I was thinking while I was sleeping last night, what happened in 1985? What happened? Because that's when I think this started. I think that was the beginning of this me first. I'm important. Nobody matters but my happiness, or nothing matters but my happiness. That's what I'm seeing. And during the break, I'm going to do a quick search, and I'm going to find out what happened in 1985. And I know one thing that happened. We started using high-powered cell phones. That was the beginning of the $3-a-minute cell phone era. And since then, cell phones became more and more and more popular. But maybe that was the beginning of it. Let's talk more about this when we come back with Dr. Norm Shealy. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. Dr. Shealy, medical doctor, PhD times three.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.